Right, our scripture reading will be from Joshua 5, verses 1 through 2, 12. When all the kings of the Amorites beyond Jordan to the west, and all the kings of the Canaanites by the sea, heard that the Lord had dried up the waters of the Jordan for the Israelites until they had crossed over, their hearts melted. There was no longer any spirit in them because of the Israelites. At that time, the Lord said to Joshua, "Make flint knives and circumcise the Israelites a second time." So Joshua made flint knives and circumcised the Israelites at Gibeath Haraloth. This is the reason why Joshua circumcised them. All the males of the people who came out of Egypt, all the warriors, had died during the journey through the wilderness after they came out of Egypt. Although all the people who came out had been circumcised, yet all the people born on a journey through the wilderness after they had come out of Egypt had not been circumcised. For the Israelites traveled 40 years in the wilderness until all the nation, the warriors who came out of Egypt, had perished, not having listened to the voice of the Lord. To them the Lord swore that he would not let them see the land he had sworn to their ancestors to give us, a land flowing with milk and honey. So it was their children, whom he raised up in their place, that Joshua circumcised, for they were uncircumcised because they had not been circumcised along the way. When the circumcising of all the nation was done, they remained in their places in their camp until they were healed. The Lord said to Joshua, "Today I have rolled away from you the disgrace of Egypt." And so the place is called Gilgal unto this day. While the Israelites were camped in Gilgal, they kept the Passover in the evening on the 14th day of the month in the plains of Jericho. On the day after the Passover, on that very day, they ate the produce of the land, unleavened cakes and roasted grain. The manna ceased on the day they ate the produce of the land. The Israelites no longer had manna. They ate the crops of the land of Canaan that year. Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of his word and those who hear it.